This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. The Legislative Black Caucus is vowing to fight attempts in both the Missouri House and Senate to pass Republican-sponsored workplace discrimination bills. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, both Senate and House bills would redefine discrimination as a motivating factor in actions taken against an employee.
Currently, discrimination in Missouri is defined as a contributing factor in actions taken against a worker by his or her employer. Steve Webb of St. Louis County chairs the Black Caucus.
We're not condoning that people bring frivolous lawsuits, but what we are saying is we're not going to stand for people not being able to bring a lawsuit if they're discriminated against.
The bill supporters say it would bring Missouri in line with federal discrimination guidelines and would be more business friendly. Two House committees have passed it, and it now goes to the floor for debate. The Senate version is being blocked by Democrats. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A proposal to cut state funding to higher education would be devastating, according to MU Chancellor Brady Deaton. KBIA's Raymond Tungekar has more.
Speaking on KBIA's Intersection, Deaton said the 12.5% cut to MU's budget would set the university's state funding back to 1997 levels, despite having increased student enrollment by 50% in the time since. He says this would come on top of an already low record of state funding to higher education, with Missouri ranking lowest in terms of per capita funding among southeastern states.
So I think if you'll look very long term at that, you'll start seeing a pattern of economic development that's not playing to Missouri's best interest. And we lament that, because the citizens of Missouri deserve better than that.
Deputy Commissioner of the Missouri Department of Higher Education, Paul Wagner, says public funding of higher education historically helped bridge the education gap between low and high-income families. Without that support, he expects to see a greater divide.
That's the model that we're heading towards, is back toward the delineation between those who can afford to pay and those who can't. That's the result of public disinvestment.
The cuts will have to be approved by a legislative vote before going into effect. Raymond Tungekar, KBIA News.
And Missouri Senate candidates Todd Akin and Sarah Steelman have accused President Barack Obama of destroying jobs as they found common ground in a Republican primary debate. Steelman and Akin debated Monday night at Branson High School. Both said they support eliminating the U.S. Department of Education, but Steelman, a former state treasurer, said Akin could have done more as a congressman to cut spending. The third Republican candidate, John Bruner, declined to attend the debate but made his own news. Bruner reported contributing $1 million to his campaign during the past quarter. He spent most of that on ads seeking to introduce him to voters and criticizing Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, leaving him with about $200,000 in his account at the start of 2012. An overflow crowd piled into an auditorium at St. Charles Community College Monday for an appearance by Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum. Rachel Lippman reports on why the Republican presidential hopeful was here the day before the Florida primary.
Santorum says Missouri will be the best place for him to stand out because its Midwest values match up strongly with those in Iowa, where Santorum pulled off a surprising 34-vote victory. He called the standing-room-only crowd a good sign for his prospects in the Show-Me State.
We need the bellwether state of Missouri to stand up and say we want a strong, principled conservative.
Santorum is badly trailing both Newt Gingrich and current frontrunner Mitt Romney in polls in Florida. There's been little to no polling done for Missouri's presidential primary. Although the vote is next Tuesday, delegates will not be awarded until caucuses in March. I'm Rachel Lippman.
The 200th anniversary of the New Madrid earthquake was recently. The Great Central U.S. Earthquake Consortium is not waiting around for it to happen again. The group is helping set up region-wide readiness programs. KBIA's Brian Papoon files this report.
In the winter of 1811 to 1812, three earthquakes rattled the central United States with magnitudes estimated between 7.0 to 8.0 on the Richter scale. 200 years later, this type of anniversary begs the question of preparedness around the area for another quake. Brian Blake, who helped organize the Great Central U.S. Shakeout, says the most important aspect during earthquakes is to be prepared and have a plan.
Drop to the floor, take cover under a sturdy desk or a table, and hold on to it until the shaking stops.
Blake also says earthquakes here in mid-Missouri and around the New Madrid seismic zone have a different effect on the ground than earthquakes seen more commonly in California.
Any area that's near a riverbed or a river channel has the potential to kind of liquefy during during strong shaking. And basically, liquefaction means that soil loses its ability to bear weight. That is possible up and down the Mississippi River in the New Madrid seismic zone.
The Great Central U.S. shakeout takes place at 10:15 a.m. Tuesday, February 7th, where, according to Blake, more than 2 million people are expected to participate in earthquake safety. Brian Papoon, KBIA News.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon's choice to run the Department of Economic Development is facing difficulties in the state Senate. The appointment of Jason Hall requires confirmation by the Senate, and a Senate committee questioned him during a hearing Monday, but took no vote. Hall told the panel he supports an economic development plan proposed earlier this year by Nixon, but Hall also said he had no opinion on legislative proposals overhauling the state's prevailing wage law and making it illegal to require workers to pay union fees as a condition of employment. Hall is an attorney and previously led a state-funded technology agency. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.